it won't surprise anyone that the U.S. is, again, one of the leading countries when it comes to higher education, when it comes to innovation, and the excellent capacity to innovate, the very close ties between the academic world and the private sector, very high level of patenting and in terms of on a per capita basis in absolute terms. The thing is that the U.S. is still considered as one of the most competitive economy in the world, and people should not say that the U.S. have lost the battle. And it's just what we're doing is that we're raising flags and ringing alarm bells about some negative trends that should be addressed. And I feel that we here in the U.S., the macroeconomic indicators and the issue of the debt, the public debt deficit, the infrastructure issue, it's on the top of the agenda. And I think that one of the good things is that at least everybody's aware of these issues, and they're trying to address them. It's no time to be complacent, but I think that the U.S. is no longer complacent. They realize that they need to really reinvent itself, that there is a need to think about how to generate new growth, quality growth, and I think that the crisis of 2008 was really a wake-up call.